Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. I'm so glad you tuned into the program. I believe that this program is going to help you to awaken to God's presence in your life. Let me share this gospel. This is Luke chapter 9. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went up a mountaintop to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his countenance was altered, and his raiment became dazzling white. And behold, two men talked with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, and they awakened and they saw Jesus' glory. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So Peter and those who were with Jesus awakened to his glory. They had a glorious experience. And I want to talk about transfiguration. I heard the story about Bill Wilson. He lived in the 1920s, 1930s in New York, had a drinking problem. He ended up actually in a New York hospital. He was depressed. He was doubting. He had hit rock bottom. In the midst of the hospital, he called out. He said, "Lord, help." He wasn't even sure if God was there or if he heard him. But all of a sudden, this ecstasy came upon him and this white light came upon him. And Bill Wilson had a touch from God, a conversion experience. And he changed. He gave up drinking. And I'm talking about the Bill W. of Alcoholics Anonymous. He founded a program called Alcoholics Anonymous that has brought millions upon millions of people into sobriety, all because of God's touch. Perhaps some of you who watch this program are in AA or other 12-step type programs. It all happened because Bill Wilson was touched by God. Bill Wilson said, "I founded Alcoholics Anonymous to help people to get into recovery, but most of all, I want them to have an awakening with God." Wow, that's my prayer for you. That as you watch Live with Passion, you will get closer to God, develop a personal relationship with Him, and have an awakening. Long ago, a book was written by Brother Lawrence, and it was called, this is back in the, I believe it was the 1600s, it was called Practicing the Presence of God. And Brother Lawrence wrote very simply, and what he basically said was that God's presence is always there, we just need to have an awakening to His presence. Have you ever had an awakening? Have you ever had a spiritual experience? It's interesting, there was a survey years ago that asked the question, have you ever had a religious experience? And 37% of the people who were surveyed said, that's 4 out of 10 of you who are watching this program said, yes, they have had a religious experience. For example, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, that's something that happened to me. They saw light, they experienced peace, glory, goosebumps, chills, they heard a voice, they had a profound dream, they saw an angel. There's all kinds of different ways that you can have a religious experience. So one or more of these aspects happen to these people. And I think we all long for that. We all hunger to awaken to this glorious experience of God. You know, I've told you in other programs, and I've written books, a book about this called Death, the Final Surrender. I had two near-death experiences where I saw the light and heard God's voice, totally changed my life. And I preach about that in front of people on my missions and on TV, and I talk about my near-death experiences. And some people will come up to me after the mission and or after I preach and say, "Father Cedric, I had a near-death experience too," or "I had a touch from the Holy Spirit," or "this happened," or "that happened." And I'm always grateful for that, and I'm glad for those people. But I have other people that come up to me and say, "Father Cedric, I was on the operating table and nothing happened to me." Or, "I went through a hard time in my life and I called out for God and nothing happened to me." And what I'd like to say to you is, as Jesus said, blessed are those who believe without seeing. Yes, I want you to have a religious experience. Yes, I want you to have an awakening with God. Yes, through the cross and through his passion, I want you to experience resurrection in your life. But most of the time, it's very ordinary. Most of the time, you don't perceive God's presence. And I want to tell you, that doesn't make you a second-class citizen. Blessed are those who believe without seeing. I think it's harder to believe without seeing. So I want you to have a religious experience, but even if you don't, stay in faith. God is with you. Doesn't mean that it's all over. So on the mountaintop, they had a glorious experience. And many of you have had experiences like that. And I'm praying that you will get in touch with the transcendence and have an awakening. In fact, I remember when I was a young man, it was as I was waking up. Did you notice the disciples were asleep and they awoke, they had this awakening and they saw the glory of Jesus. And that's exactly, to me, a great way to define the spiritual life. The spiritual life is a gradual awakening. Like Brother Lawrence, we practice the presence of God. God is always there. It's just that we're kind of oblivious to God's presence. And I actually had the beginning of my conversion when I was 18 years old. It was as I was waking up. That's interesting. I was in bed sleeping. I was a college student. And as I was waking up in the morning, you know, you get the sleepies out of your eyes and you just kind of wake up. I heard a voice. And it wasn't the voice of God like that. It was God's voice, yes, but it was in my conscience. And what I heard was, Cedric, here I am waking up. Cedric, you're not happy. Cedric, you don't know what life is. Cedric, there's more and you don't know what it is. I go, what in the world was that? And it kept happening. So I finally responded, and that's when I came to encounter the Holy Spirit. And I believe that you can hear God's voice and have an awakening and come to a deeper presence of God. And God speaks to all people. It's interesting. Pope Francis, Pope in the Catholic Church, has called for a special year in the church, and the theme of the year is called Wake Up the World. And I love that theme because that's exactly what I'm trying to do with television. All my viewers, those of you who just happen to tune into the program, I want you to have an awakening with God. I want to wake up the world because the world is groggy. If you haven't noticed, you know, people are walking around and they've got these iPhones, and I've seen people walk out in front of cars because they're looking at their iPhone. They're asleep. They're not focused. They're focused on the iPhone, but they're not focused on their surroundings. They're not aware of what's going on around them. So people are groggy and they're kind of sleeping in different ways. And people have all these addictions and attractions that you can get into. For example, people are interested in fashion and finances. There's shopping and sports. Those things aren't bad necessarily, but they are when you just totally invest your life into them. And so people are kind of oblivious to the supernatural. They're too involved with the superficial. And as I like to say, go beyond the superficial to the supernatural. So you've got people kind of walking around, groggy, sleepwalking, if you will, involved in addictions, involved in attractions. And we're missing the spiritual. We've got to get back to the simple. We've got to get back to what really is. And we have to have that awakening that I'm talking about. Speaking about being groggy, I got an email from a man, I believe he was in Kentucky, and he said, Father Cedric, I consider myself an agnostic, and in big words he put, science is my religion. And he said, I was in bed, and I was halfway asleep, and I was just kind of flipping through the channels, and I put the remote down, and I rolled over, and your program came up. And he says, I was groggy and I didn't do anything about it, but then I went to turn it off because I wanted to get to sleep, and I accidentally hit the record button. Well, later on, when I woke up, I watched your program. And he said that so many preachers scream and holler at the audience, it's a big turnoff. But he said, I found your program and I listened to you, and you've become a voice of wisdom to me. And I continue to record your programs. I believe that this man, although agnostic, or at least he's saying he's an agnostic, I believe he's having an awakening. God is speaking to him. That's exactly what I want to do through these programs. Maybe you're an agnostic right now or an atheist and you just happen to be flipping through. I believe that's providential, and I believe that God's voice is speaking to you through this program and calling you, wooing you to himself. There is more to life. Remember, as I was waking up as a college student, I was looking around and saying, there's something more, but I don't know what it is. Well, that something more is a relationship with the living God. Those of you who are my partners, my friends, my benefactors, you've been supporting me, watching me for years. God wants to awaken you to something more. Peter, James, and John were with Jesus for a long time. They didn't really know who Jesus was. They had an awakening to his glory. And oh, the glory is so wonderful when God gives you that awakening. It's interesting, I've been to this Church of the Transfiguration in Galilee. It's up on, we call it Mount Tabor. It overlooks, you can see Nazareth off in the distance. And it's an interesting church because the upper part of the church is dedicated to the divinity of Christ, and the lower part of the church, the undercroft, is dedicated to the humanity of Christ. And so when the disciples were with Jesus, they knew that he was human, but they were about to get a taste of his divinity. And that's exactly what we want to do in this theme of wake up the world. Many of you know that Jesus is human. He was a good man. He was a prophet. He was a teacher. But I want you to experience him as the Son of God. That's exactly what the Gospels were written for, to convince us, to persuade us, to inspire us to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and through faith to receive life in his name, as the Gospel of John says. So, this man had an awakening, and he was an agnostic. I've had an awakening. I was just a teenager. And really, that is the purpose of this program, to help you to have an awakening with God. The purpose of Live with Passion is to help you to awaken to God's presence in your life. I want you to have a personal relationship with God. I wrote a booklet called Receive a Revolution. This booklet will help you to revolutionize your life, to get closer to God. I'll send you this booklet for free. Just call that number. Write me at that address, but please consider making a donation to my ministry so that I can reach out around the world and help people to come to Christ. Don't just live with passion. Do you believe that there's more? Do you believe that you too can encounter God? Do you believe that you can have a glorious experience with God? There's always more. In the Acts of the Apostles, for example, the apostles had been filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, they were anointed with a fire, they encountered the glory, and they went out and preached, but they needed more. They needed refills with the Holy Spirit. Over and over again in the Acts of the Apostles, you'll read that the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, the room shook when they were going through sufferings, going through persecution. So, in other words, in the spiritual life, maybe you've had a touch way in the past, and that's wonderful. That'll strengthen you, that'll keep you strong, especially in your trials. But I want you to believe that God has more touches for you, more experiences for you. This is exciting. I think the spiritual life is exciting because you never know what God's going to do. He may speak a word to you that you haven't heard before. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. He'll anoint you with the glory. The Holy Spirit will touch you with peace. I awaken every day with great anticipation, with great hope. Things may not turn out spiritually the way I had hoped they would during the course of that day, but God always has something in store for me. Energy, passion, a touch of prayer, something I read in a book, something I watch on TV, something somebody says to me. It's amazing how God will work through the events and the circumstances of your life. It may not be this earth-shaking, glorious appearance, but as I said, you can have an awakening. A great awakening. That's the theme. Wake up the world. Let me tell you about Jacob. Of course, you know about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Isaac was the son of Abraham. Jacob was the son of Isaac. And this happened long ago. It was in the book of Genesis, chapter 28. And Jacob was tired one night, wanted to go to sleep. For the pillow, he used a rock. And what I like to say is that Jacob was between a rock and a hard place. So in other words, he was going through some suffering in his life. And oftentimes, it's in the suffering of life that we have our awakenings. Sufferings can be eye-opening. And that's exactly what happened, for example, in the story of the prodigal son. if you remember, he left, he took his father's inheritance, he went away, and then he ran out of money, lost his friends, didn't have a job, slopping with the pigs in the mud, and it says he came to his senses. He had an awakening. If you're going through some sufferings in your life right now, and you've drifted far away from God, I believe that God is using those sufferings to wake you up, kind of shake you. Well, the image I got one time of all that I'm talking about here, the spiritual life, I was watching a football game, and during the football game, the running back was running with a ball, and he got nailed by the linebacker, pasted flat down on his back, and the coach had to come over, the trainer had to come over, and they had smelling salts. And they went over to the running back and they gave him the smell, and all of a sudden he goes, phew. He went from being knocked unconscious to waking up with those smelling salts. And that's exactly the way it is in the spiritual life. Sometimes we can stray from God, or sometimes we're into addictions or attractions, as I said, finances and fashion, sports and shopping and all these different things. And we need those spiritual smelling salts. See what I'm doing right now? That's what this program is for you right now, to awaken you to the presence of God with you. Anyway, Jacob, there he is, and he's going to sleep. He's got a rock as his pillow. That's what the scripture says. He has a dream. A dream. That's what Pentecost said. Your old people will dream dreams. Your young people will see visions. See, God wants us to have spiritual experiences. This revolutionized my life. Well, anyway, Jacob has a dream, and in the dream, if you remember, if you've ever heard this, angels are going up and down a ladder. The angels of God. And then he hears God's voice, and God's voice speaks to Jacob. And it's a voice of blessing. And he says, I will give you all this land to you and your descendants. I will multiply you. I am with you, and I will keep you. If you remember one of my other programs, I talked about how God wants to keep you, to guard you, to protect you. That's exactly what God said to Jacob. He said, I will bless you, and I will keep you. Wow. Every religious experience is such a blessing. It's meant to strengthen us to be able to deal with the tribulations, the valleys. That's exactly what it did, because Jacob went through a lot of hard times. The apostles were going to go through some hard times. When they came down from the mountaintop, from the Mount of Transfiguration, from Mount Tabor, they meet a possessed boy. You know, so there it is. Oftentimes people go on a retreat, and right when they go home, they're driving home, they hit a lot of traffic. They have some difficulties as soon as they get home. And evil is trying to take away the benefits of the retreat or the mission. So that's the way life is. We all run into tribulations and trials. And Jacob had his tribulations and trials, and God was strengthening him and saying, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to keep you. Jacob wakes up from that dream. And oftentimes, like I said, one of the ways that you can have a spiritual experience is through dreams. That changed my life. God gave me some dreams. And wow, I never knew I was a spiritual person until God started speaking to me in these dreams. Well, anyway, he wakes up from the dream and he says, God was here and I didn't know it. He said, surely the Lord is in this presence. The Lord is in this place. And he said, how awesome is this place? I love that. He went to bed with a rock for his pillow, oblivious to God's presence, wakes up, and he's saying, how awesome is this place? Stone was still there. The place hadn't changed. It was his awakening to God's presence in that place that changed. I remember I studied in the Holy Land. I think I've told you that before. One time, the whole group of us took a bus to Bethel. That's the place where Jacob had the dream. And when we went to Bethel, it's interesting, I thought there was going to be all these people there. You know, this is a famous story. I thought there were going to be all these people there, and there would be the Bethel Hotel and all kinds of different things. But actually, when we went there, it was an open field. I saw a few rocks, and there were no people there. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the place where Jacob said, God is here? How awesome is this place? And then it occurred to me that if Jacob could find God in the midst of a field with rocks in it that was totally desolate and there was nothing there, then how much more should we be able to find God, to awaken to God's presence right where we live? And I want you to get this. God isn't just in church. God is in your homes, and God is in your heart. We just simply need to practice the presence of God. We need to awaken to God's presence. I remember I was studying in Chicago at the Catholic Theological Union. This was years ago. That was my seminary. The place is like an ant farm. I mean, it was an old hotel building that had been transformed into a seminary, and all these different rooms, people everywhere. It was like an ant farm. If you've ever seen those things, there's all kinds of activity going on and people. And there was no place I could go to be alone. You know, even in my room, there were people around me, above me, beneath me. And I remember I put a sign right as I enter into my bedroom to remind me of this story. And what I put was, "Bethel, how awesome is this place?" Because I was forgetting about the presence of God, even in the midst of that anthill. And I put that sign there to remind me that God was present in that little room in the midst of all those people. And just right where you live, right where you work, right in the midst of your neighborhood, God is present there too. We just simply need to have an awakening. Wake up the world. Well, what does it take you to wake up? I remember an incident I had with a scale. You know, a scale where you weigh yourself? I got on the scale and I woke up. It was after my knee operation. I didn't think I had gained that much weight, but I did gain weight. I gained almost 20 pounds. And I knew I had gained some, but I didn't know it was that much. And I had been avoiding getting on the scale. I finally got on the scale and I woke up. It punched me right in the nose. I needed to lose weight. Thanks be to God, I've lost the 20 pounds. I had to work hard to do it. But that was an awakening experience for me. Another awakening experience, sciatica. I was playing too much golf, wasn't doing enough exercise. I got sciatica right down my right leg. And I went to the doctor and he said, "You need to be strengthening your muscles in your back. You need to be working out." It woke me up. So what does it take to wake you up? How about in the morning? What does it take to wake you up? And we all have all these different experiences that can be a wake-up call for us. A scale, sciatica, could be the loss of a job, it could be a bottoming out experience, it could be like that young man in The Prodigal Son having that experience where he's slopping with the pigs in the mud. Wake-up call, what does it take you to wake up in the morning? Is it an alarm clock, a cold shower, caffeine maybe? What about if you were to see your own obituary in the newspaper? That's exactly what happened to Alfred Nobel. His brother had just died, and he lived in Switzerland. He went to read the paper the next morning, and they had mistakenly put Alfred Nobel's obituary in the newspaper. And if you don't know anything about Alfred Nobel, he was the creator of dynamite. And this is what he read. He said, "The merchant of death is dead. The man who created a way to kill people faster than anybody who ever lived has died." And he read that about his own life, his own obituary, and it woke him up. He began to change his life. Instead of working for death, he started to work for peace and for life, and he gave money to that. You've heard of him before because the Nobel Peace Prize is named after him. So there's always time to change. There's always time to wake up. I remember the story of St. Augustine. St. Augustine had an experience of God where he heard God's voice, and he wasn't always a saint. In fact, he had dabbled in Eastern religions. He had married out of wedlock. He was living a playboy life. And then he had a religious experience. God actually told him to read the Bible. He heard God's voice that said, "Take up and read. Take up and read." So he began to read the Bible. And I believe he went to the book of Ephesians, where it talks about put off the deeds of darkness, put off the deeds of the flesh, and put on the armor of light. And he had a religious experience. He had a change. Well, later on, he wrote this prose, and he said, "Late have I loved you." This is St. Augustine. "O beauty ever ancient, ever new. You were with me, but I was outside, and it was there that I was attracted to things. But you were with me, I was not with you. You called, you shouted, you broke through my deafness. You flashed, you shone. You dispelled my blindness, and you touched me." That's exactly what I'm trying to do through this program. Calling you, shouting you, dispel the deafness, dispel the darkness. God is inviting you to a deep relationship, to awaken to his presence, to come to know him in a personal way. I love the theme that the Pope said for this year, wake up the world. That's exactly what I'm trying to do through this program. The presence of God, like with Jacob, is with you. The presence of God, like with Peter, James, and John, is with you. They just needed to have this awakening. And I'm praying that you will awaken to God's presence. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray that each person watching this program will come to a new awakening. I'm hoping they'll have a religious experience, but even if they don't, may their faith grow. May they hear you in new ways, experience you, and be filled with your Holy Spirit. I pray especially for those people that may have fallen away, those who are agnostic or atheistic, that they will realize that you are true, you are present, and that they will have encounters with you. May we truly all awaken to you and grow in new ways. And I ask God's blessing upon you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.